A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Megillah Chaf Beis Amud Beis, Megillah 22b, pagination is 44, but we're going to start from the Mishnah on the previous daf. So I'm starting on Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph 21a, pagination is 41. We're dealing with the topic of how many aliyos there will be on a special day. So we know that on Mondays and Thursdays, there are three aliyahs, commonly referred to as Kohen, Levi, and Yisrael, because in a normal Seder, we give the first aliyah to a Kohen, the second to a Levi, and the third to a Yisrael. When we have a special day, though, the number of aliyos, people called to the Torah, is increased. So the Mishnah tells us, counting up from the wide lines, about five lines at the end of a line, Barashe Chodashim of Cholos Shel Moed, on Rosh Chodesh and on Chol HaMoed, the intermediate days of Pesach and Sukkis, Korin Arba'ah, on those days you have four aliyos, Ein Pochsin Mehen Ve'im Mosifin Aleyem. You're not allowed to do less than the four, and you're not allowed to add to the four. It has to be exactly four. Skipping to the last of the small lines, Zeha Klal, this is the general rule. Kol sheyesh bo musaf ve'eno yomtif korin marbo. If it's a yomtif, if it has musaf but it's not a yomtif, so it's a special day, but it's no prohibition of yomtif, then you get four. B'yomtif chamisha, yomtif gets five aliyahs. B'yom kippur shisha, yom kippur gets six aliyahs. B'shabbos shiva and Shabbos gets seven aliyahs. Ein pochasin mehen, you're not allowed to do less than the seven of Shabbos. Ava mosifim aleihem, but you are allowed to do more than the seven. And that's something that we have called hosafos, where we add on to the number of aliyahs on Shabbos, until we refer to the final aliyah as acharon, the final aliyah. Let's move on to today's daf, Chaf Beis Amud Beis, 22b, pagination 44. And before we get to the primary piece that we're going to do, let's start at the top line and get one more perspective over here. Toshema, Zeaklal, this is the general rule. Any time that increasing the number of aliyahs would cause a bito malacha, an infringement on the ability to go to work, such as the general fast days when you're allowed to work, and Tisha B'Av where you're also allowed to work unless the local minig is not to. We discussed this in Meseches Tainis, that the prevalent minig is to make the effort not to work on Tisha B'Av. Korin Gimel, then you only do three aliyahs, because as the Gemara is describing, you're allowed to do work, and therefore we don't want to do the extra aliyah, which would infringe on people going to work. You have some insight here as to what's considered a tircha de tzibura, adding an aliyah to the laning, is considered an inconvenience if it's not called for. V'she'em bo bito malacha la'am, and if it's a day when there's no bito malacha to the people, where having them work a little bit less is not such a bad thing. Kigon Rosh Chodoshim v'cholo shel moed, like Rosh Chodesh, where we find that the women themselves have a semi-holiday, they actually do not work. So it's not the end of the world if a person works a little bit less. It seems that that's what the Gemara means here. As well as Chol HaMoed, when there's actually a prohibition to work unless it's a Davar Ha'avud, a case of damage. Korin Dalid. So then we add an extra aliyah, and there are four aliyahs. I'm mentioning this first piece on the Amud, because it seems from this Gemara that the limitation of not doing increased aliyahs has to do with bittul malacha. From this statement alone, it would seem that if you were to ask, what about Yom Tov, when you're not allowed to do work? Well, it's not infringing on work to have an extra aliyah. And it would seem quite probable that you're allowed to be Mosif and have extra aliyahs. Let's drop down, however, to a third of the way down on the page. At the end of a line, Nikot Hai Klala Biyadcha. Carry this rule in your hand. This is the rule you should work with. Kol Detafi Le Milsa Mechavrei, any time that a day is greater than its friend, greater than other days, Tafi Le Gavra Yisera, it gets an extra aliyah. Hilkach, therefore, Rosh Chodesh Omoed, Rosh Chodesh and Chalamoy Dika Karban Mosef, it has a Karban Mosef, Karin Arbo, so it gets four aliyahs because it's greater than a standard Monday or Thursday. B'yomtif, Da'asa Ba'asiyas Malacha, Yomtif actually has a prohibition of working, Chamisha, so then it gets one more aliyah, we're up to five. B'yom Kippur, Yom Kippur, Da'anash Kares, that you're not allowed to do Malacha, and there's a level of Anush Kares, and perhaps we can throw in the fact that certain things that are permitted on Yom Tov are prohibited on Yom Kippur, such as carrying and cooking. So then Shisha, it's upgraded and it has six aliyahs. Shabbos, the Ike Isser Skila, Shabbos is equivalent to Yom Kippur as far as what's prohibited, but it has a higher level of punishment for the violation, and therefore Shiva, it has seven aliyahs. It's considered a greater level. So here we have 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7 in terms of the aliyahs. Now, the Mishneh Berurah in Siman Resh Pei Beis alerts us that even though Shabbos, you are allowed to add aliyahs, there are two reasons not to. One is because each time someone gets an aliyah, they have to make a bracha, according to our minig, that every one of the olim, every person who goes up, makes his own bracha. And we have a reluctance to be marbe bibrachos. You're not supposed to increase the number of brachas. To a certain extent, it's considered a bracha she'eina tzuricha, a bracha that was unnecessary. And therefore, we don't encourage that. Also, because of Torah tzibur, not to inconvenience the tzibur and make davening longer, longer, longer. So we don't divide the aliyahs unnecessarily. So we have the seven aliyahs plus maftir. And anything that's added is done with discretion. Discreetly. We have to pay attention to when we should add. Mishneh Berurah points out that if there's a tzorech, if you have multiple ba'alei simcha, or generally, if you have a situation of tarumas, people feel that they're entitled to an aliyah and they're going to have complaints on the gabbai for not giving them an aliyah, so then the gabbai, in order to avoid a machlokas, has the right to make an extra stop to avoid a machlokas. And that's gabbai's discretion, presumably in consultation with the rabbi, to try to make things go smoothly. There's a significant machlokas rishonim, it seems, regarding whether or not you're allowed to add aliyahs on Yom Tov. The wording of the Ramah is, Hu adin b'Yom Tov mutar lahosif al minyan hakeruim. On Yom Tov you're allowed to add. V'yesh omrim d'b'Yom Tov ein lahosif. And some say, based on the Ran, that on Yom Tov you should not add. Now, you'll recall what we began with, the Mishnah, and it was not clear from the Mishnah when it said, Aval Mosifim Aleim, you're allowed to add, whether it meant you're allowed to add just to Shabbos, or to Yom Tov and Yom Kippur, which preceded the rule of Shabbos. The only place where it distinctly says you're not allowed to add is by Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, and the same would be on Monday and Thursday because of Bitul Malacha. But Yom Tov and Yom Kippur was not really clear whether you could add or you can't. To a certain extent, it would have to do with how you view this incremental increase of aliyas. If it's an issue of bitul malacha, of restraining people from going to work, so on Yom Tov, you're not restraining them from going to work. So that's not a reason to hold back from extra aliyas. However, the last statement that we had was called the Tafi le milsa mechavrei, Tafi le gavra yesera, that when a day is more special, it gets more aliyas. And that's the approach mentioned by the Ran to say that you should not add aliyas by Yom Tov. The Ran writes, Acherim mefarshim, others explain, Dinehi de'ein pochsin ko'iakulhu, indeed, not to diminish, goes on all numbers mentioned in the Mishnah, how many aliyas for that day, avamosifim aleihem, but when it says you're allowed to add a Shabbos b'luchud koi, it's only referring to Shabbos. But by other days, you're not allowed to add. Kidei shelo lahashvosam l'Shabbos shehu odif minayhu, so that you're not making them equal to Shabbos, which is greater than them. Shabbos, which is the greatest, you're allowed to add, because it won't infringe on the impression of any other day. But if Yom Tov were to add, it would seem like Shabbos. And that, the Ran says, is something that we're not supposed to do. So we're left with basic principles. Shabbos, you're allowed to add aliyas, but you have to do so carefully. Yom Tov, the mainstream opinion is that you're allowed to add, but there is a Yesh Omrim that says Ein Lahosif, and therefore we're very reluctant to add on Yom Tov, and on a day that it's Bitul Malacha, that it's going to infringe on people going to work, we're certainly not allowed to add aliyas. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.